This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. They're already lining up, so that's what we do here. We take your calls.
Let's do it. We'll do it live.
About whatever you want. And again, 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Jet. He's on the line in Tennessee. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
Just thought I'd call in and do my monthly reminder. But I want to talk, I want to kind of make a couple statements and then kind of wrap it up with something about the Adam Kokesh hostage situation.
You're going to rap? Wow, that's awesome.
I'm going to rap, yeah.
Yeah, we talked a lot for our listeners that maybe haven't heard about Adam. He was arrested just over a week ago in Colorado, in Sawatch County, Colorado. Some, you know, probably middle of the nowhere county. And as he was on his way back to Arizona from an event, which was to honor the life of the gentleman, Johnny Hurley, I believe was his name, who was killed by the police after Johnny saved a police officer's life. So that was why Kokesh was there. And apparently he allegedly brought some mushrooms with him, or some psilocybin in some form. And the police pulled him over. I believe we don't get to see the video footage because it cut off 6 seconds after Adam started streaming it. They ostensibly found that psilocybin and subsequently arrested and charged him with possession of psilocybin with intent to distribute. So he's facing at least one felony count of that, and he is currently still in the Sawatch County Jail. We have not yet been able to speak to him directly, but he did give a statement over the phone to his wife that was recorded and put online. We played the full nine-minute statement on Thursday night. So if you missed Thursday night's show, go grab that over at freetalklive.com. You can get that whole statement. But as of right now, he's not going to be out any sooner than next Wednesday, as he is currently refusing to be taken into court. So when the guards come to take him from his cell and deliver him to the courtroom, he's refusing to leave the cell. He delivered a handwritten message to the judge in the case, and that was part of what he read over the phone the other day. So very, very strong perspective on Adam Kokesh's part. He's a very brave guy going up against these charges and just refusing to cooperate, essentially, with the this terrible system that is forcing this onto him. But your thoughts, Jet?
Yeah, I just wanted to toss in the reminder that, you know, I have actually given you guys the key to help free minds all around the world. And, of course, that key is to eliminate this word called government from our vocabulary. Because in my mind, and I'm not sure about you guys, but in my mind, there's really no such thing as this thing called government. They're only people, people who have decided somehow that they get to make rules and they're willing to hurt you and all this kind of stuff. They go to these buildings with big pillars and thousands of steps to make you believe that somehow they're greater or better than others. But the I just look at them as mentally ill and demon-possessed. But with respect to the Adam Kokesh thing, it's a perfect example, because imagine now the mental disorder that one must have necessary to believe that you have the power or the right to ban or prohibit other humans from possessing a plant which is found nearly in nature, nearly all over the planet.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's sick.
There's insanity. There's a level of insanity that I just can't seem to communicate to other people. The idea that here's this thing grows in nature.
You mean people actually still support prohibition on mushrooms?
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of people. I mean, as you know, I'm a very faithful Christian. There are a lot of people within the church, for example, who just don't understand that you know, God created this stuff, and he said it was good. That's
what do they say when you bring that up? Because, I mean, that seems pretty clear to me. Like, how could a Christian listen to that from you and then say, well, no, it's not. It's Satan that put mushrooms here. I mean, what do they say?
Well, they always, of course, they always like to flip in this thing about how, well, there are certain people who have been chosen by God to be this thing we call government, and we need to be obedient to that.
That's horse hockey.
It is. And I can refute them and defeat them, you know, biblically, spiritually, logically, you know.
Boy, I got to question his choice of Stalin in that case, you know.
Yeah.
Seems like a poor choice there, God. If you're handpicking all of our so-called leaders.
But here's the deal. Well, that's one of the things I asked them. I said, is God double-minded? Because obviously these people are on two sides of a fence on this kind of thing. So, yeah, I can get them to the point, always to the point where they're going, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, well, that means that you got nothing.
That's right.
In other words, yeah, so... That's the main thing, though, is to help promote this idea that there's no such thing as this thing we call the state or government. So stop using that term. They're only people. Now, you can make reference to their gang titles.
I was going to ask you what you thought about using that as an adjective. So like if you say government goons or government thugs or the government
mafia.
Well,
I used to say stuff like that, but see, the term government has been so indoctrinated into kids' minds for so long. Whenever they hear that, it's like juxtaposing good and evil in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
so. Do you have a suggestion for a different adjective so I can specify which mafia I'm referring to?
Yeah, well, start by setting it down to the group, to the gang that's actually involved, the gang or individual. So let's have like the agents of the FBI raided your place. In other words, and they have names and all that stuff. You might not know the names, but you can at least reference them to and use, as you said, some derogatory term in combination with that. So if you said FBI goons or whatever, but...
Don't you still have the same problem there where on mainstream media, television, movies, the FBI in 99% of presentations is made to look like the heroes? They're made to look like they're out there protecting people and keeping people safe. And if it weren't for them and, you know, the thin blue line, then it would be anarchy and you know, people would be killing each other everywhere. So, I mean, don't you run into the same problem by using the term FBI?
Actually, I'm trying to get you guys to step slowly into the total elimination of these titles and terms. But the main issue, though,
is replace them with what, though? I'm with you for altering our language here because we have been hypnotized by the use of certain terms that just mean an inherent automatic good, and we say certain words and are while we can fight against them, we have been trained to believe that these people have legitimate authority over us.
Well, we don't believe
so,
that.
That's
well,
why
I mean,
have you, to
you have to, you have to
their
go against it. Like we've been taught to believe that we don't anymore. But so what's the end goal look like? Like what descriptions do you think we should be aiming toward?
It's always referring to their behavior. Here's the thing. The bottom line is to help people understand that they're only tyrants, despots, or other people who are being oppressed by the tyrants and despots. That's really all that exists. They're only humans. They're all equal, that kind of thing. Whenever anything comes along that says anybody has a right to do this, you know, ask them questions. You know, where do they get that right? How is this magic?
Sure, but how do we describe what happened to Adam Kokesh? You know, like we started doing this, government goons, government gangsters, government thugs. We did that actually at your suggestion, Jet, over the years.
So take away the word government now.
Okay. Well, okay, so what do we say? Thugs calling themselves the police?
Step slowly by going into the actual organization. Like I said, now there was some county, some officer, some thug that decided to wrap him up, take him hostage.
Yeah, I mean, that's... we have to kind of explain, I think, a little bit more than some thugs kidnapped our friend. That's definitely what happened. But people might want to know where those thugs are located, what their uniforms are, and all that. I appreciate where you're coming from, though, Jet. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join us, your number 603-283-6160. Is Bitcoin on the way out? That's what one academic is saying. We don't buy it, but we haven't even gotten into the story yet. maybe we'll get that chance. Of course, your calls come first here. With you tonight is Ian.
Faithless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And you can get it on an exchange for the first time ever. It's called XMarkets, exmarkets.com. With just an email address, you can sign up over there at XMarkets. You can keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about Intercoin's vision at intercoin.org, and you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Robert is first up here in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say as a general comment about things that go on, you know, with regard to the news. Of course, the news is always going to pick the exceptional story that where they can grind their axe. Although there are thousands of cases which occur, which are exactly the opposite of the example case they pick. Case in point, Jesse Smollett. Here's one guy out of 330 million people who goes for worldwide publicity for something that may not have happened. Mm-hmm. Whereas there are thousands of people just in Washington, D.C., which has a high gay population like San Francisco and Miami and Los Angeles. There, gay people are harassed and beaten and whatever else. Not, and even in Orlando,
are they really, though? I mean, are gay people really beaten these days? Like, you know, I know it has happened in the past. I'm sure it probably happens on rare occasion, but I don't ever hear about those stories.
Not anymore, anyway. It's been,
like, there's nothing
coming
down.
In the 1930s, it happened both in Berlin and in Paris. And one of the guys, I believe, was Hemingway, an American author.
That's almost 100 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
In the 1930s, there were a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I remember hearing stories about it in the 80s, so... You know, some guy, you know, gets beaten, you know, coming out of a bar or something like that back in the 80s. But since then.
The thing is, you're not going to change natural human tendencies, regardless of how much press. There's always going to be the guy who hates gay people's guts, and he's going to get one of them or two of them or three of them. And later on in life, he's going to turn out to be gay himself because he's suppressing something that he's afraid is going to come to the surface.
That may be true.
Motivation.
Yeah, that may be true.
I mean, honestly, I haven't heard any of these stories since the legalization of gay marriage.
Yeah, and the reality is the news media has an interest in promoting stories like this. I mean, not just because it was Jussie Smollett. Obviously, he's got some sort of – he's an actor or something. But if this were to happen somewhere, if there was going to be some serious beating, not just like some random, you know, scrap outside a bar that's broken up in half a second, but if somebody's actually like beaten within an inch of their life, I would think the news media would pick up on that and run with it. Because that's what they want. They want to spread that kind of fear and uncertainty amongst people. But thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Yeah. I just have to get off the speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes. So we have a hit-and-run driver again. But this time, there's a $6,000 reward for a snitch to snitch him out because he's on the run. Because he killed a seven-year-old boy coming out from the River of Lights. It was a Christmas event. And they were crossing the street, and the dad's in the hospital, but the boy is killed. So he was driving drunk from a bar, and it was 7 seconds after the right light had turned red. And then he ran off, and they know who this guy is because they found the car, and he confessed to one of the garage people that I'm the one that killed him. But he's hiding. So do you think you could help find this guy? So
I doubt it. I mean, we don't live in Albuquerque, so I mean, even, we're not going to be able to help you in any way.
Have you looked behind the sofa?
Shape or form. Well, that's horrible, though, what he allegedly did. Okay. I mean, you know, it's a reason not to drink and drive, I guess.
Well, the whole thing is, I mean, my whole point is, if you get rid of all the panhandlers off the middle of the street, how is this going to stop this guy? You know, guys that want red light. Well, that's what I was talking about the last time. It just, They could care that. I mean, if they have a homeless people,
they can't get rid of the panhandlers. There's been multiple cases in court. The Supreme Court ruled, I think it was in 2015, that panhandling, if it's public property, you know, if it's a public street, it's completely legal to go out and panhandle. So if Albuquerque tries to get rid of panhandlers, the ACLU is going to bring up a suit, and they're going to lose because it's already been decided by the Supreme Court. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
I do have a plan for getting rid of all of the panhandlers. So step one, we move from the U.S. dollar to cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And then people will just be rich enough that we can basically give them enough money to not have to panhandle.
Mm. Yeah, but it works out pretty well for a lot of those panhandlers. Like, why wouldn't they want to keep doing that? Even if they're making, like, some of them, the old story is, if you watch them after they get off work, you know, and they decide to go home for the night, they, like, get into a nice car and drive off to a house or
yeah,
whatever.
That's like one guy.
I have a very question, I don't know what you want to call it, it's an interesting question, it's, where are all these pans, and why do they need to be handled? I don't understand this. Where, you know, and how come if they are panhandling, how come people aren't, you know, if you pull off the freeway and you see a guy there, how come they're not just being handed a skillet? You know,
is that where it came from though? Did they originally do that?
Well,
with
I think panhandling came from the miners, the gold miners. Is where I think it came from, because you sit at a river with your little gold pan. And
how did that turn into begging on the side of the road?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they used to carry a pan. Right, to like put the money in, you know, it's like the busker with the hat, right? He's got his guitar and he's got his hat down and he's playing a tune, open for you to just chuck money into it. I don't know.
Well, at least the busker's doing something valuable and people appreciate it.
I prefer a busker. I won't give money to people just begging. But if you're doing something for like a busker,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got no problem. You know? Performing a service. Yeah. Even if I didn't ask for it, if it's a good one,
I
can get some.
The only ones that I don't like, sometimes you're in a big city and you'll see these guys who come up with like the squeegee and the spray bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And they clean your window and then ask you for money. And it's like, that's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah. That's scammy.
Yeah.
All right, so 603-283-6160. Here's a story from CNBC. The future of Bitcoin is anyone's guess, says CNBC, but one academic has warned that the world's most popular cryptocurrency could fade out in the near future. Eswar Prasad, senior professional of international trade, professor of international trade policy at Cornell University, told CNBC Squawk Box Europe earlier this month, quote, Bitcoin itself may not last that much longer, he said. Bitcoin's price has been highly volatile over the last few years, well, forever. And in the last month, the price of one coin has fallen from around $58,000 to less than $46,000. While there used to be just a few cryptocurrencies today, there are hundreds. That's wrong. There are actually thousands. And some of them are more useful and more environmentally friendly than Bitcoin. Blockchain is the underlying technology behind most cryptocurrencies. It's essentially a digital ledger of virtual currency transactions distributed across a global network of computers. But what I want to know is why this guy thinks it's not going to work. And so we'll get into it, because he does comment on that.
I want to know, too.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio this live Saturday. Episode of Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden will be giving an Omicron variant-focused speech on Tuesday. That's according to the White House. The announcement comes as on Friday, 193,305 new cases of COVID-19 were reported and 2,171 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. First Call Medical Center Director Dr. Rob Elfenbein joins Fox News and describes the severity of Omicron cases.
The data out of South Africa and out of Israel has been suggesting for some time that the Omicron variant, while it may be more infectious, is less virulent in terms of its ability to cause serious illness.
This as the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati has reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott confirms his state is picking up the slack regarding the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Governor Abbott on Friday retweeted Fox News reporter Bill Malusian, who announced that the first wall panels have gone up in Starr County, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, adding that the wall is the result of state land, state money. In the tweet, Abbott added that Texas has officially started building its own border wall since President Joe Biden allows open border policies and refuses to enforce laws passed by Congress, and that Texas is stepping up to do the federal government's job. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's a violent start to the weekend in Baltimore. Police saying two people are dead and more than a dozen injured in a series of shootings that began Friday afternoon. Five people were shot in one incident that left a 36-year-old man dead and four other victims being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us here, number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Big Listener here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We're raising funds for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need.
Such a great idea.
Places like Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. We're talking about real poverty here.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the past decade, they have delivered over $400 million to over a million people. And they find that giving cash directly to folks in poverty can drive a range of important positive changes like employment, nutrition, health, and education. And cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to decide for them. So if you support this idea, Free Talk Live is going to match your donations up to a total of $30,000. And so if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com. You can help some folks out that really need it. That's give.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll get into the critique of Bitcoin on the way here. But Greg is first, listening to WGOW-FM there in Tennessee and Chattanooga. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to my Crypto 6 shirt to brighten my holiday. It's coming in the mail. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. You must have gone to the Crypto 6. Or no, is it thecrypto6.com?
Yep.
Yeah, thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, I'm totally naive to crypto, but I'm calling as a bedside nurse and a healthcare provider. It's kind of a rant. But the squeeze on healthcare and everybody doing more with less, and the pressures we're feeling, it's tough to try to make sure there's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not an uncommon train, you know, some days. And I was wondering how New Hampshire's fielding, and in news and the things we see across, you know, our news outlets, I'm looking at the Free State Project specifically, and I'm curious, are the numbers any better? Because I had a great trip up there in November, started working on the 48th of the summits up there, and I'm looking at New Hampshire as my next location. But healthcare-wise and COVID-wise, how is New Hampshire doing?
I'm not a healthcare worker, but we do have a young lady, Nikki, who co-hosts with us a couple nights a week, and she, until, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, was a nurse. Now, she did work in Massachusetts, but obviously she's still kind of connected to those folks. So I guess I have a question for you, though, before we get into it here, Greg, is are they firing people there for being unvaccinated in Tennessee?
Yes. The vaccine mandate came down from our bigger organization. I can't name it, but they did allow, there is a medical exemption and a religious exemption if you wish to apply for it, but it's a case-by-case basis.
Is anybody actually getting it, though?
I know of a four in my immediate circle of workers that have been granted an exemption.
I know that Nikki was told that if she is granted the exemption, she would then have to segregate herself from the other workers. She wouldn't be able to, like, just eat lunch with them in the same room, and it would just completely have affected her ability to even have any kind of social relationships with her other...
Yeah, that's the same, and they got a test every week.
Yeah, that kind of crap. That same crap is happening here. I guess if there's anything that can be said that's good is it's not mandated by the government here, but of course, as you know, all these healthcare organizations just love to jump, you know, through as many hoops that they don't have to jump through because, you know, government.
Yeah, Medicare dollar, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Medicare, yeah. Right. So the federal government is putting pressure on them, so that's a good point. I will say this. I do have, there's a really cool doctor here in Keene that is a primary care facility. It's a direct primary care. It's just a couple. It's a couple of doctors that moved up here from Mexico, and they're doing direct care, which means that you pay a monthly fee, and you get direct access to them. So, like, you know, thankfully, there's not a whole lot wrong with me or anything like that, but when they first had the intake procedure, I sat with this lady for an hour and just talked with her about whatever. You know, you don't sit with a doctor for an hour anywhere else, you know?
Wow. Okay.
So well, I mean, there are alternatives, right? Like, but they're not hiring because they don't need any staff. They're not taking insurance. They're not taking Medicare. They're cash or cryptocurrency only. So when you walk in, you're dealing with the doctor. There's not anybody sitting at a counter or, you know, shuffling papers or anything like that. So there's some alternative, I think, organizational systems that could arise.
Yeah, there's definitely opportunity for entrepreneurial type people who maybe can put together some sort of a telehealth company where, you know, you have subscribers who pay, the annual fee for like a doctor and some nurses, and you do all your stuff through online stuff, and that way, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, viruses and, you know, that kind of thing. But if the need comes, like, you could provide for a fee, for example, some sort of a house call service on top of that, right? It wouldn't be very difficult to do, and I think, you know, I'm not a medical business sort of guy, but like, I think there's room for that type of a thing all over the world, much less just here in New Hampshire. Yeah. I think it would be easier to happen in New Hampshire than anywhere else.
Yeah, that's basically how China deals with its shortages in healthcare workers, is by bringing a lot of it onto the internet.
Yep.
And it seems to be one of the few jobs that hasn't moved to Zoom.
And we know that from the testimony that happened at the hearing last week here in Keene, where they've been proposing, and this week sadly passed, another mask mandate. But at this particular hearing, the hospital people were there, of course, all masked up and talking about how terrible things are at the hospital and how understaffed they are. And then somebody else got up and said, yeah, they're understaffed because they fired over 100 nurses.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's happening all over the state, where people who are unvaccinated, huge chunks of these hospital employees are getting blown out the door, and so that's why they're trying to do more with less. They're bringing this problem on themselves,
yeah.
And it's an it seems like it's a ripe opportunity for some of these unique ideas, maybe things that haven't been tried before, for people to try new things. And yeah, you know, we're at the cusp of something like that if it happens.
Yeah, that's encouraging. I'm trying to look for that bright light, you know, for something better, you know. So, but I appreciate you guys. Love Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. And I think it's going to take, you know, an effort of not just freedom-loving people, but freedom-loving medical people. Come on up to New Hampshire and, you know, try to build something better.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that could happen, now again, I'm not a state representative. I can't make this proposal myself. But we know state representatives here because a bunch of them are Free State Project participants. There's something like 40 of them, mm-hmm. maybe a little more than that. And then there's dozens more who are pretty liberty-friendly, even though they're not quote-unquote free staters. They get freedom.
Yeah.
They vote for it 90% of the time. You know, maybe somebody needs to propose to abolish healthcare licensing. I mean, wouldn't that solve the problem? Make it so that the state cannot hold something over you, right? Because, as I said, in New Hampshire, the state has not said, as they did in Maine, the governor in Maine said all healthcare providers must be vaccinated. That was a state
right.
top-down thing. That hasn't happened here, but there's still the potential that the state could hold a license over somebody's head for whatever reason. What if we just got rid of, you know, doctoring licenses and nursing licenses and just let the marketplace do certifications? What would that be like?
That'd be great, in my opinion.
Well, you'd have a lot more competition. You'd have a lot more varying levels of skill for
right.
different levels of need.
Oh, and costs. I mean, costs would come way
oh, yeah.
down.
Because, yeah, I mean, you don't need someone who has every skill of a doctor for most things.
That's
you
right.
need, like, I need skill in this. I need skill in this. I don't necessarily need all of this, which, I mean, If you're prescribing medications, then that can be very useful because you can go, okay, well, I also know what medications are usually prescribed for this, so I know to check that because it reacts poorly with this. But any situation where you're not prescribing pharmaceuticals, you don't need that broad of a training.
Yeah, and I know that on the, we'll call it the hardware side of the medical industry, right? This is all the apparatus that you need, you know, to be treated in hospitals, specialized things. On the hardware side, most of these companies, biggest expense is navigating the bureaucracy,
mm-hmm.
right? So they have to employ dozens of people in departments to make sure that they're in compliance with whatever their medical product has to be in compliance with before they can even price their thing, their object.
That's true in most doctors' offices, too. Most
yeah.
of the staff you see in there is doing paperwork. They're not actually helping patients. We're on the way here, 603-283-6160. And think about how secession, declaring independence, will factor into this, getting away from all those federal rules like the FDA. We're coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. The story about the academic who saying Bitcoin may not last much longer. We'll get into that coming up here. Maybe it's not what you think it is. I was just looking ahead in the story. There's a twist here.
Did you peek?
Yeah, we're gonna get into that because it actually turns out pretty interesting.
Yeah, I was wondering, does he have some new information that's different from all of the other people that have predicted the demise?
Well, we'll get into it. But it is Ian Peekless Mountaineer and the Captain in the studio. We're gonna go to your calls and your thoughts. So you can bring up whatever is on your mind. He's Greg in New York from Intercoin. Actually, it's Intercoin Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hey, it's Intercoin Greg. Yeah. I saw some of my friends posting on Facebook about, you know, billionaires and whether they should be giving back to society or spending on themselves. And I dug up two quotes by Adam Smith and John Locke. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring them up because a lot of people who are Austrian economists and praxeologists and just all around anarcho-capitalists, they like to talk about homesteading and they like to talk about the invisible hand. So these are the two authors from whom these concepts originate, or at least that's where we get them from. So this is what Adam Smith says about the invisible hand. It's one of his books. He says, "The rich consume little more than the poor, and in spite of their natural selfishness and rapacity, they divide with the poor the produce of all of their improvements. They are led by an invisible hand to make nearly the same distribution of the necessities of life which would have been made had the earth been divided into equal portions among its inhabitants, and thus, without intending it, without knowing it, advance the interests of the society and afford means of the multiplication of the species." So in modern English, he's saying that in his time, the rich could only eat so much, and therefore, by whatever other means, things would trickle down to everyone as if it was equally divided to everybody else. So I wanted to quote that and then see what you guys thought.
Well, we know that, rich people in a lot of cases are creators, right? There's, of course, the new rich that just inherited money from daddy, and they're usually pretty useless. But the people that actually earned it because they created some sort of service or product and put people to work and gave them opportunities that never existed before. And is this in reference to the I'm just curious. Is it the Elon Musk conflict with Warren, the senator? Is that what the comments
are? I guess so. I mean, people on Facebook are probably reacting to current events. So it's probably that. But it comes up pretty often. Should the rich pay their fair share and, you know.
Well, I want to address that before you go on with your second quote. For those that don't know, Elon Musk, I guess, had it out with this Elizabeth Warren character, the senator from, I think, Massachusetts, and she was talking about how he's dodging taxes or whatever.
Isn't she a Native American?
I don't know. And so he points out that he's paid an S-ton in taxes and basically, you know, shot back at her pretty hard, and it was pretty, I forget what he said, but it was pretty hilarious. What he gave it to her good.
To be fair, I do wonder whether he is a net taxpayer, given how much of his money comes from, like green subsidies and things like that.
Well, but the thing I wanted to say about it was you don't give to society by giving government money. Like, giving the government True. Taxes is just enriching a bunch of lunatic, sociopath, psychopath crazies who want to go around the world murdering people. I mean, you're just enriching them, and you're not actually helping society. If you want to help society, you know, give to some medical, like, some, we're talking about medical societies, or give to, you know, yeah. charitable groups that are actually feeding hungry people. Then you can actually have an impact with your wealth. If you give it to the money, you might as well just be setting it on fire, or give it to the government, you might as well set it on fire. Anyway, go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I largely agree with that. Actually, Elon Musk is a pretty interesting character on Twitter. He had recently a spat with the World Health Organization, I think, or someone. No, the United Nations report that $6 billion would have eliminated all world hunger. And he says, show me exactly how it would do it, and I would put $6 billion towards that. And I actually had Intercoin respond to that and say, we don't need $6 billion or central planning. You know, we can empower the societies to take care of, to help end food insecurity right there in their own society
yes.
using these platforms.
Yes. And in fact, there are methods of even like housing, for example. I don't know, Greg, if you're familiar with the term Earthship, E-A-R-T-H, Earthship. But it is a method that has been developed of a self-sustaining, self-heating, self-cooling home that also provides you gardening so you can grow food indoors and outdoors. It collects rainwater. It filters all the water for you into both fresh water and gray and black water, and also takes care of all of the, you know, the human manure and the compost and all that kind of stuff in a very recycling way. Now, this particular form of housing is largely illegal in most parts, at least of the United States. It's the inventors of this thing were given a sort of a you know, exception for the little piece of land that they own so they could develop these earth chips as a technology. But you know who calls on them now? It's like, you know, one of these islands that gets taken out by like a hurricane or whatever. They call on these guys, and like the governors or, you know, whoever represents, you know, government on that island is like, no, please come in. We don't have any laws against this. Help us build these self-sustaining, you know, person-keeping, you know, communities with your new technology, these earth ships, if you will. And it's pretty great if the bureaucracy would get out of the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of technology that helps communities, as you guys well know. You know, I call in as a left libertarian, but that's because I criticize concentrations of money and power regardless of whether they are owned by Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or the government.
Well, now, hold on there. So it seems to me there's three ways of getting more money than everyone else. Now, you can inherit it, as Ian pointed out. You can earn it, as Adam Smith was talking about. Or you can do it the corrupt way through being either a crony of government or someone that they like.
Right.
So, well, I mean, like, the accumulation of a lot of wealth in one place depends on how it's done. So, I mean, if it's stolen, like the government does, then that's a bad thing. But if it's something where they produced enough value that so many people benefited that they now have a large store of wealth, what's wrong with that?
Nothing was wrong with how it was amassed. I think that Amazon helped so many people. I'm a big fan of Jeff Bezos for building Amazon, okay? All I'm saying is that once that wealth has been amassed, it's a question of whether we need central planning or one man or one group or whatever to decide how all those billions of dollars would be spent. And I know that sounds unfair. It sounds like, well, if Jeff Bezos built a corporation that now has machines and people and patents and all kinds of things, in which case sometimes they use the government for, and then he passively gets all this income, even if he did nothing, the question is it better for society for him to decide where that money goes, or is it better?
I don't know.
This is kind of a gray area, given how corrupted this specific example is with government involvement. But in the hypothetical of Jeff Bezos,
you mean because Amazon has huge government contracts for like their servers? And
things
that's
like exactly that? What I mean. Yeah. So in the hypothetical, as people might think of Jeff Bezos, where he was actually earning this through value to others. So the problem with not being able to spend that money, once you've figured out how to get it, is that a lot of people will go, oh, well, then why bother producing so much value for others that I can accumulate this much?
Well, my answer is simple. It's because once you pass $1 billion, most people would still be motivated to make their first million or 10 million or whatever. But at some point, it's really, you know, Steve Jobs didn't suddenly give up waking up every day going to work. He wanted to make a ding in the universe. He wanted to actually make a difference, and he did. And it wasn't because he didn't care about how he was going to get taxed. He sold his shares in a fire sale after he went left Apple.
So
these
to me,
people are not motivated by just low taxes.
To me, Greg, this sounds a lot like maximum wage, right? This is the opposite of minimum wage, right? And forever, I've used that as an argument against minimum wage, right? Everybody be like, oh, minimum wage should be $7.25, minimum wage should be $15, minimum wage should be $25. And I'm like, well, if you're going to have a minimum wage, should you not have, you know, also a counterbalancing maximum wage?
You should have neither.
Nobody has an answer because you should have neither. But it sounds a lot like what you're talking about, Greg, is, you know, once you reach, you're using $1 billion as an arbitrary
right,
number.
And
I'm
who
sure.
decides?
Right.
And a lot of these people who are super high earners do so for their family and for their children and grandchildren.
Well, and I would just like to sort of marry this with your point that you're trying to make, Peakless. If you take all the billionaires in the United States of America today and take all of their money from them, that amount of money would run the government for, what, a week or two?
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, I do have the Musk quotes here from his tweets with Senator Elizabeth Warren, and he hands it to her. It's pretty good. I'll share that coming up here in hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live, live Saturday.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.